We're here on KSOM, and we're talking high school track and field. And one of the long-distance runners for Nottoway Valley has had some success to start this season, and he's still a freshman. Gabe Winkleman with us here on KSOM. He's had some success in cross-country, too. And, Gabe, how do you feel about the start of the track season so far?
I think it was a great start, but I dropped some pretty good times, and I'm at where I wanted to be from winter training, and I think it was a pretty good start.
You're disappointed. I'm sure that the meet, your own home meet, has been canceled for Monday night. I'm sure you were looking forward to running on your home track.
Yeah, 100%. I was looking forward to it and had some friends I was going to race and was planning on dropping some PRs, but I guess it won't work out. But I'm pretty excited now because tomorrow we have a new meet in Panora.
Oh, so you're going to get a chance to compete tomorrow. That's good. Go to Panorama and go there. So, I mean, you do the 800, the 1, and the 2 mile. Which one do you feel like you're better in right now?
Definitely the 2 mile because it starts off the track meets. But I think later in the season, once I drop a good enough time in the 2 mile, I want to move up to the 1 mile.
Okay. So take me, what's your approach for each of these three races? I mean, it's easy to say it's easy because they're three different distances, but I imagine your approach to each race is got to be a little bit different. Take me through that.
Yeah. In the 2 mile, I kind of just pace to first, or just a good pace, how I'm feeling. With the weather and everything. In the mile, I open up pretty strong. In the next two laps, I kind of just pace it like 2 mile, but faster. And then I kick. And 800, I kind of just go all out the whole time.
That's almost like a sprint for you.
Pretty much.
An 800 sprint. That'd be kind of funny. Do you prefer one or the other?
I kind of like the 800 a lot better than the mile.
Okay. Why do you think that is?
It just gets done quicker. It feels hard.
It's just done faster. So do you feel like where are you in your progression, I guess, is what I'm trying to ask. I mean, as your times have gone along, do you think you're probably not all the way there in all three of your races, but you know, how far along do you feel like you are?
I'm not quite sure yet, cause I haven't raced in like good enough weather without high winds. So I can't really tell yet, but I'm thinking I'm getting there. Hopefully my times will start dropping quicker and quicker.
Yeah. So what started your love for running distances, cross country, long distance runs, and track and field?
Honestly, when I was little, my aunt was a 2-time state champ, and she always talked to me about it. And when I was little, she would take me to road races, and I would do those. And then when I got into the 7th grade, I joined cross country and just went on from there.
When did you, what school did your aunt go to?
She went to Nottoway Valley.
Oh, okay. Do you remember when she graduated?
I think around like 2009 or around that time.
Okay. What's her name?
Megan Winkleman.
Okay. I'm going to try and look up her stats and see how she did. Your aunt, what's some of the advice that maybe she gave you that has stuck?
She's told me summer training is the best way to improve, and I really need to focus hard in the summers, and I always have done that.
What did you do during the winter to prepare yourself for the spring track season?
Well, when it snowed, me and my friends would go out and shovel some lanes in the track, and we would do 400-meter repeats. And we did a lot of speed workouts for coming into track season.
You went out and shoveled the snow on the track itself?
Yeah.
But you, so you got it to 400. So that means, so you just, okay, that's dedication right there, going out and shoveling the track. I mean, how cold was it when you were out there running?
There was one day where it said it felt like -6 or something. It was really cold.
But you were out there running.
Yeah.
Well, some might call that dedication. Others might call it crazy. But, you know, I think it's a combination of both, per se, or something like that. So do you, I mean, what's the experience just been like as a freshman running varsity this year and having some successes in both cross country and track and field?
I think it's been great, and all of my teammates kind of pushed me to do better, and I think it's been real nice, and I'm excited to see what I can do outside of being a freshman.
Yeah. What are your goals with this track season right here?
My main goal is to break 10 minutes in the 3200, and I would like to break 4:40 also in the mile, and I'm not quite sure about the 800, honestly.
Okay. Well, you're progressing in that event, and you got numbers set aside for the other two, so that's pretty cool. What has been the biggest adjustment for you just coming to high school, just in a general sense, you know, not necessarily sports, but everything?
I'm not quite sure, honestly. It's a lot different than middle school. I definitely say jumping from 2 mile to 5K in cross country, I much prefer the 5K.
Okay, so you like the longer race?
Yeah, I loved it.
Okay, what was that adjustment like when you first ran?
It seemed fast because when I first ran the 5K, I PR'd in my 2 miles since middle school by like a minute and a half. So.
Okay. Very good. Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, it sometimes when they come, when the middle schoolers come to high school, it's hard to adjust to the extra length, but with you, it was the opposite. It was easier. That's kind of funny. Do you have any hobbies? Do you have anything you like to do in your spare time? Besides shoveling the track in the winter?
Oh, yeah. I like to, like, sit down and roll out while watching YouTube and go to the movies with friends. That's always fun. Yeah.
Okay. What's your favorite movie?
Well, recently we just went and watched the Minecraft movie. I kind of like that.
Oh, okay. So the recent favorite is the Minecraft movie. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, us old fogies don't get some of the square heads and all the square stuff in that. So, but I don't think it's designed for old fogies like me. But I do like Jack Black. So, you know, that's another.
Yeah, I liked it.
Yeah. You may convince me yet to try and give it a go. So, I mean,
you might like it.
Okay. I'll give it a try. Yeah, I'm not afraid. So, I mean, how do you see these next couple of weeks going for you? And what do you think? What are you thinking about? What's your thought process about what you want to do here to position yourself to get to state?
Well, with the meets coming up, these next couple of races, they're really fast, and I think I have a good shot of setting some big PRs in the 3200, and that's gonna be my main plan because tomorrow there's two other guys with me around my PR, so I'm going to try to get a big, like, maybe 20-second PR and see how I can do in nicer weather, and I'm kind of excited for that. And I'm just looking forward to running faster than what I have in the past.
Well, I have no doubt that you...
I know I can.
Yeah, I have no doubt that you can do it, And we'll hopefully see you at the state tournament running on the Blue Oval. What would that be like to get that first opportunity to run there at state?
That would be amazing. I hope I can do it. I have big confidence that I can. And that's kind of what I'm looking forward to. That's my main goal towards the end of the season. I'm hoping I can get there.
Well, I have a feeling that you'll be doing it. So, Gabe, really appreciate your time and looking forward to seeing what you can do the rest of this season. And hopefully we'll be talking again on the Blue Oval at the Drake Stadium. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Gabe Winkleman, he's a freshman at Nottoway Valley, runs the long-distance races for the Wolverines, and he joins us here on KSOM.